Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, the show that helps you learn guitar the right way with structure, support, and all the tips you need to stay motivated and make progress. I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and in this week's episode, I'm diving into a fantastic question that came up from one of our very own members, Steve Chorlaton. And Steve asked, when you say A blues, is that A minor blues, or is there such a thing as an A major blues? And a couple of days later, David Bentham, is another member of Beginner Guitar Academy, asked a very similar question. Now, I should say I'm recording this. I'm making this a video podcast as well. And you check out the recording over at bgapodcast.com/245. That's just numbers 245. Now, this is a great question that Steve and David have asked. And really opens up the doors to understanding the two main types of blues progression, major blues and minor blues, and how each one brings a different feel to your guitar playing. So today we're going to break it all down, and we're going to dive into look at what A blues actually means, how it compares to A minor blues. We're going to go over some common chord progressions. I'll give you a few classic songs so you can go and listen to them and obviously learn them if you're of that level. But before we dive into that, though, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news. And the first thing is, last Sunday we did a live Q&A. I've released the recording into the Academy, and you'll find that in the live recording section over on the dashboard and the audio in the member-only podcast as well. Now, last week I released Every Breath You Take by The Police, a great little riff. I've released a capo version of that song this week because the actual version is very stretchy, so the capo makes it a lot easier. And you'll find that in the riff section of that riff, Every Breath You Take. I've just added it to the video from last week. So now that's all the news out of the way, let's dive into this week's episode. What does A blues usually mean? So when someone says play A blues in A, what they almost always mean is play a 12-bar blues progression in the key of A. And that usually means using dominant seven chords. Again, usually, but it does usually mean seven chords. So that'll be A7, D7, E7. This is a classic structure of what we call a major blues. Now, even though we say major, what makes it unique is it's based around dominant seven chords, which are neither purely major nor minor. They've got this nice tension in them from this flattened seventh note. So a normal 12-bar blues structure in the key of A would be first bar A, then D, third bar A, fourth bar A, fifth bar D, sixth bar D, seventh bar A, eighth bar A, ninth bar E, tenth bar D, 11th bar A, and then either E or A on the 12th bar. So that chord progression is very simple. It just loops around, and you'll hear it everywhere from blues to rock to country and beyond. Now, here's the cool part. Even though these chords are built from the A major scale, most guitar players, when they're playing over dominant seven chords, will use the minor scale or the blues scale. And that's what gives it this nice blues, kind of gritty sound. So yes, A blues is not the same as A minor blues. It's a progression in A major with dominant seven chords, and it is the most common form you're going to see, most common chord progression. So some great examples of dominant blues, or these kind of major blues, is Pride and Joy by Steve Ray Vaughan. We know that one. Hoochie Coochie Man by Muddy Waters. Kind of most famous blues riff ever. And Join Me Good. All centre around these dominant seven chords. And a lot of minor pentatonic soloing. So listen to those tracks. That are going to really help you get that signature kind of feel in your ear. And if you are of the level, you know, check them out. Most of them are actually on Beginner Guitar Academy, so you can find them there. So that's what a major blues is, which begs the question, what is a minor blues? So now let's talk about what actually a minor blues is. So a minor blues is using minor chords. It has a moodier, darker sound, and kind of is the cousin of the major blues. But it's the same sort of format as a 12-bar blues, but using minor chords. And here straight away it has that darker, melancholy sound. So the main difference here, we're starting on A minor, we're not starting on an A7. The chords are more somber, they're more melancholy, has that sadder, more kind of, I suppose, bluesier sound, because it is a sad sound. Now, we can use other scales over it. We can use an A natural minor. We can use an A Dorian. If you want to add more color, make it more expressive and a bit more soulful. But I'm not going to go over that because that's a bit beyond what we're talking about here. So some good song examples for minor blues. So a great one to start with would be B.B. King. No Frill Is Gone. Timpan Alley by Stevie Ray Vaughan, that's in key C. How's that go? And even something like And the Sunshine When I'm Gone. That's a great one for minor as well. So those songs lean a lot more into the darker, slower, more emotional sound. And that's what we're going to get from playing a minor blues. Now, really fun to play over. A great one for really getting this minor pentatonic down because it tends to be a little bit slower. When you're playing a major blues, it might be a little bit faster. And also, you've got to keep up with it. So minor blues will be that little bit slower and, say, a little bit easier to keep up with. So when we're comparing the two then, major blues using these dominant seven chords, minor blues using the minor seven chords. Major blues is upbeat, gritty and kind of fun. Minor blues is dark, moody and soulful. When it comes to soloing, you'll be using the minor pentatonic scale over your dominant seven chords and the minor blues scale as well. And when it comes to the minor chords, basically the same thing, but you can go above that, use Dorian and use kind of the natural minor scale as well. Again, you can use extra ones with our major blues, but we're not going to worry about that today. So why does this matter for beginners? So this matters because if you search for a backing track, you might search for backing track blues in A, you need to know what you're playing over. So if you're playing over blues in A, likely are you going to play over dominant seven chords. You may be playing over your kind of spread rhythm, your five chord with this added seven, or added six, sorry. It's not just straight minor. So we need to know that when we're jamming, and we need to know that when we're playing with the backtracks, you need to know that when you're basically soloing. Plus, understanding the difference will help you write your own blues. So improvise more confidently, sound more in control, and even just noodling around. You can have more of an idea basically what you're doing. So now we kind of understand the difference between major, minor. We know why we want to be knowing this in the first place, why it's going to be useful. Let's go over a few practice tips. So first we want to do is try both progressions. So try dominant 7A. You don't have to do that bar chords. If you play just open chords, you can do open dominant 7s. Now, even though I did just whack in a sus4, that's what 7 should sound like, that one. So play over them, get the feel of the different sounds into your ear and the kind of the mood that each one has, and then jam over each one. So if you have got a loop, you could record those chord progressions and then just play on top. Play on top of it, and that's going to really help you one exercise obviously the scale, but really get the sound in your head of how the scale fits over top of those different chordal backings. Next, learn a song in each style. So Pride and Joy, that's a bit of a tricky one. Before You Accuse Me, we do that in Beginning Guitar Academy as well. They're great for major blues, or just a nice simple kind of song like that will work wonders. Frill Is Gone and Ain't No Sunshine are really good for minor blues as well. Have a go at those different songs. Record yourself if you can. That's a great way of doing it. But really try and, again, hear the difference between the major and the minor sound. That's going to really help you as you progress as a guitar player. Really help you when you're jamming. So you hear, oh, that's a minor chord. I need to use this scale. That's a major. I need to use this one. And so on. So that's pretty much it, guys. So we've gone through what a major and minor blues is. We've gone through, obviously, the chord progression. So major blues is going to give you those dominant seven chords. Minor blues, minor seven chords. Or minor. Now, I did say earlier about these extensions. So you can extend out when you're doing your minor into minor sevens. Minor seven chords are just an extension of your normal minor chords. Now, when you're doing your dominant sevens, major sounds are just a bit too straight. Now, I work for country, it won't really work so well for blues. So you want these dominant seven chords. So you've got a bit of both. You've got that tension. You've got that flat seven, which is a minor note. So you basically got this minor note added to your major chord, which creates that lovely bluesy sound. So you don't just want to really opt for just straight major chords. You probably don't really want to opt for major seven chords. Just sounds too happy, too kind of jazzy. They can put them in a few places, and that does happen in The Frill Is Gone by B.B. King. He does this lovely little G major 7, F sharp dominant 7, and then going back to B again. So that's a really nice example of actually bringing in a major 7 chord in the Freely's Gone by B King, but we don't normally do that. It would normally be dominant 7s for your major blues and then minor or minor 7s. So that does sound quite cool for your minor blues. So hope that all makes sense, give you some ideas now of songs to play and a bit more of an understanding. So the only thing I ask for you this week is rate and review this show. So if you have been listening for a little while and you've been enjoying it, I really appreciate a review. And you can do that over on the website at bgapodcast.com or seeing whatever app you're using to listen to me today. Also, if you're struggling with learning guitar, perhaps you're teaching yourself and you, like maybe some of the members that joined Beginner Guitar Academy this week, didn't have structure and find you just kind of going around in circles, not really making any progress, come check out my online guitar school, beginnerguitarcademy.com. There you're going to get structure with our content. You're going to get support with me and coaching whenever you need it. And you're going to find an awesome community with people like David and Steve who asked the question that inspired this week's episode. It's just a really cool place to hang out. And the great thing is you can come check it out, 2-week trial just for $1 over at beginnerguitarcademy.com. So guys, that is it for me this week. So I say, hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I'll be back next Friday for another episode. But until then, keep practicing, take care, and I'll chat to you next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.